USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers are readying for a Senate trial of President Trump, even as no timeline has been set and nothing will happen before the president leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham has even called for a vote to cancel a trial as an act of national healing. Freshman Congresswoman Nancy Mace says a dangerous precedent was set in impeaching the president without due process. The South Carolina Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that an investigation is necessary.
But I stated very unequivocally that the House has every right to impeach the President of the United States. But the fact that we bypassed judiciary, we did not open up an investigation, that we bypassed due process, so that set a dangerous constitutional precedent for others. No matter, even if you think the President is guilty, like many do believe, there has to be due process. There has to be an investigation. We have to go, even if it's through a special committee work or judiciary. Those things needed to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The nation's top disease expert says that the U.S. is just weeks away at possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that the data could come in as soon as a week or so.
We're going to be meeting with the authorities on that. They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke Sunday to troops at Fort Drum in upstate New York. Pence noted that the trip would be his last as Vice President of the United States. He thanked the assembled troops for their service to the country and touted the military accomplishments of the Trump administration.
From the first day of our administration, we've worked with members of Congress in both parties to make the strongest fighting force in history stronger still. 4 years ago, we inherited a military that had been hollowed out by devastating budget cuts. Our troops hadn't seen a significant pay raise in nearly a decade, and there were reports that readiness was even being impacted with a lack of equipment and supplies. Our NATO allies weren't meeting the basic commitments they'd made to our common defense. And in the Middle East, Iran was resurgent. And the terrorist organization ISIS controlled a landmass larger than Pennsylvania. But under the leadership of President Donald Trump, we've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy and enacted the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
And the Los Angeles Chargers have found their next head coach, reportedly hiring Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley to fill their coaching vacancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.